Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for this short podcast. This podcast is for members of Real Estate Excellence only. So if you're not a member, it's of no benefit to you. Thank you. Now, members, today is the 5th of October 2023, and I just wanted to give a shout out for the October member update. Every month you get the member update, and every month I do a podcast for you just to remind you of the contents. You were sent the update on the 4th of October, and the contents, another mixed wonderful bag. Entry and privacy is part of the property management update, and some important reminders and some things from the RTA as well, and in relation to taking photos in a rental property. Now, part of my strategy is, number one, always keeping you up to date with educational reminders or learnings. Number two, it is proposed as part of stage two of tenancy law, changes around this area. So we're waiting on the news of stage two. And as I say, it's timely. We're seeing a lot of membership inquiry about tenant dispute and questioning about entry and their privacy for both sales and rental, and also taking photos. So the property management update is entry and privacy and taking photos in a rental property. The licensee admin sales update is if a tenant refuses entry to show property to a buyer. This is not a new topic, but we're seeing an increase of demand from membership service advice of this question. So that's part of the licensee admin sales if a tenant refuses entry to show a buyer. The lessor newsletter template of the month is entry and privacy. Again, not a new situation, but we are seeing some situations where lessors are forgetting that there's law in relation to entry and tenants' rights, and that they can't just show up, etc. So that's the lessor newsletter template. And if they do, it's an offence under the Act and more. Now, another very interesting QCAT case of the month, and basically, it's a lot of things, but predominantly legal impediment, which if a lessor rents out downstairs or beside them, whether it's lawfully allowed as far as council regulation and other, building law and more. So this is a very interesting one where tenants rented a dual occupancy on the Gold Coast for a fixed term, and they had some problems with some maintenance and power and stuff. The tenants gave a notice of intention to leave, and there's a lot of interesting information in that. So that's the QCAT case of the month. As always, it's at Member Online, realestateexcellence.com.au. Log into Member Online, and as always, we're an email away for any support. So I hit the road more this month and cover the most of the state. So I look forward to seeing you for the Property Management Excellence PME half day training and education events. realestateexcellence.com.au. Again, members, we're an email away. Thank you for being a valued member of Real Estate Excellence. It's appreciated. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence, and bye for now.